possibly want to report on the RVP?
Yes, we had a...
Either way.
We got the list of prospects, as we always do, and still have quite a bit of interest in the... and more all the time happening in the bio corridor. I did have a chance to meet with some of the Belgium delegation, actually, after the open house, and very interesting to learn, and I'm trying to get more information on that group that's coming in, and they seem to be making frequent visits here to look at bringing business to our area, in addition to some current things that were, it wasn't in part of the public meeting, was it? I get mixed up on when we talk about what.
Glad that happens.
I will just say that in executive session, we get briefed on prospects and where they are in the process, but since they're in the process, we don't discuss them in the public session, but when they become potential clients, then we do talk about them in public session. But I think the takeaway from our executive session is that there are a lot of companies that have expressed interest and are in our active prospect list.
And I'm not sure that everybody, because it is kind of not something that's public information, they don't know, the public doesn't know what the RVP is doing in trying to talk to these people and encouraging them to open businesses here, and maybe are a little bit underappreciated at times, but I get to see it firsthand, as do you, and it's quite impressive, and as is the list of folks that are interested in coming here.
And I don't know what the percentages of you know, prospects that one lands as actual clients, but the list of prospects went on to three pages and was very exciting in terms of the mix of companies and from big pharma to manufacturing to biotech. So if some of that comes to fruition, we will be well on our way to seeing a very active bio corridor.